Greetings and salutations. Welcome back to Sacred Symbols Plus. This is the Sacred Sales Saga for April 2023. My name is Colin Moriarty. I'm joined as always by my son, Chris Reagan. Chris, your shirt's getting me excited for September, though we don't know anything about if the game's actually coming out at that time. How are you today, my friend?
Yeah, I'm doing well. It's, I'm in a weird spot right now where like I kind of don't know what to do with my energy.
Yeah.
Because I'm so used to... I've had a very specific schedule over the last like several months. So now I'm like out of it. So it's like, it's weird.
Yeah. I totally understand what you mean. It's kind of like that it's like that school's over energy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which is kind of nice. It's kind of nice to have that again. Yeah. You know, it's been many, many years since I've even felt even remotely like that. So it's like, it's kind of like, ooh, it's exciting. Right on.
Embrace it, my friend. We have a little something. I think we're sending it out today or tomorrow. We bought you a present. We're sending it out to you. You'll see that soon. So you can embrace your relaxation. So. Dustin Furman, executive producer. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing all right. Can't complain. It's a nice another morning episode. Two in the past 2 weeks. Pretty crazy. But you know, honestly. Here's the thing is that if Chris wasn't on the West Coast, I'd be like, let's get these podcasts going at 9. I mean, why not?
Oh, my God.
Get going.
Absolutely not.
I mean, that's yeah, I know
Chris is the one that has to really deal with the harshness of the time. Although Chris is much more of a morning person than I am.
You're crazy.
It makes you throw up. It makes you want to throw up to think about how early it is right now for Chris. Yeah,
it's only 8:30.
Yeah, it's.
Which is like,
ungodly,
you know,
dude.
I will say like, look, man, I'm not a morning person at all. I'm just very adaptable. Mm. You know, like I normally like if left to my own devices, I would be going to bed around 5 a.m. probably. Mm. And I wake up at like maybe 11 or 12 because I sleep
6 or 7 hours. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like that's as much time as I need.
You don't want to spend half your life in bed like I do.
I would love nothing more than to spend half my life unconscious.
I was thinking about it because I probably sleep under usual 8 or 9 hours. I don't sleep very like more than usual. I just go to bed at weird times, but I get in the bed and then I watch TV or I read or do whatever. And then I get up and I stay in bed. So I really am in bed half my life. Like I'm doing the half Grandpa Joe, half Grandma Georgina.
If there's any item that could be that you would haunt, it would probably be your bed.
No, definitely.
Because of how much pure life energy you've given to it.
It's sinking into it. It's like Johnny Depp in the first Nightmare on Elm Street when he gets sucked into the bed.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
But it's just that. But that's just the which is an amazing shot, by the way, still to this day. That shot looks awesome. I don't know how they did it, but that's just the life energy getting pulled out of me, not literally getting pulled into the dreamland or whatever.
Is that the same?
Yeah.
Is that the same movie with that shot of that woman being pulled through that small hole in the door at the end?
Yes. Yeah. At the very end. Yeah.
It's so funny because that's because that bed shot is amazing. And then that shot is terrible.
Yeah. I think there's something about Red Letter Media did a bunch of stuff about that series recently. But I mention them all the time because I'm so into them. But I think there's something about how that ending was like amended or something like that, or wasn't really the way it was supposed to end, or they filmed a bunch of different endings or something. I don't know.
Anyway,
this is the Sacred Sales Saga. We're here for April. So what's going to go on here for the uninitiated? First of all, you go to sacredsalesaga.com. If you are a Patreon member, which you are, because this is a Patreon only show, then you can connect to Discord and play over there. Connect your Discord, your Last Stand Media Discord to Sacred Sales Saga following the simple instructions and you can play along at home. And so over at sacredsalesaga.com, we have the leaderboards, we have the monthly predictions and the charts, the historical charts and so on and so forth. And the charts we're talking about are the PlayStation Network sales charts, the download charts that are released on PlayStation Blog each and every month. So as long as they still continue to do that, we'll continue to try to do the show as long as there's demand for it. We focus on the top 20 most downloaded PlayStation 5 games specifically for the month. So the PS4 and PSVR charts are not useful for us in this regard. And what we do each month is we go over last month's predictions as well as next month's predictions. So the month we're in now, we're going to predict, but we're going to go over last month's, which would be March. So first of all, congratulations to me because I won, I think, last month, if I'm looking at things correctly, and I think I am. I scored 37. Dustin, you scored 36. Chris, you scored 28. to remind people, you get 4 points for every game you predict completely correctly, 3 points for a game you get within one, 2 points for a game you get within two, 1 point for a game you get within three, going up or down. Easy enough. You can follow the instructions. Simple enough if you are a first grader or higher than that. And coming out on that, I'm surprised, but especially because I had an invalid pick last month. So I only technically picked 19 games because I picked Crime Boss Rock City, which is both not supposed to be very good and not yet on PlayStation 5, and is one of my picks for the fantasy Metacritic draft as well.
They'll turn it around before the PlayStation release. Don't worry.
Definitely.
They're going to have some updates.
Yeah. I hope so. I was maybe a little too high and a little hopeful on that game, but nonetheless, I will say this. Resident Evil 4 was the best-selling game of last month. I thought this was fairly obvious, and I remember talking at the time that I was surprised that you guys didn't put it at number one. Chris, you had it at number two, and Dustin, you had it at number three. So were you surprised, Dustin, to see Resident Evil 4 top the charts?
No, I think that's perfectly valid to be a chart topper as well. I just know that my tendency is to bet against sports, and that tendency is usually wrong. But in this time, it wasn't. So, you know, it's always unpredictable how it can work out. But I'm guessing some of these sports games this coming month will be maybe a bit of a different story.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, this month is interesting because we have, I think, a lot more discrepancy between our charts. I have so many fucking papers. I don't know
Jesus
what to do with
Christ.
All right, so let's go into our individual picks, I guess, and go over the March 2023 results first. I like to go into the charts and just see who got the 4 point, picks. And I really cleaned up this month on the 4 point picks, which is why I won the month. I picked Resident Evil 4 right at one, Hogwarts Legacy right at three, Wolong Fallen Dynasty at eight, interestingly enough. And then Resident Evil Village, I picked right at 14. Which I thought was quite unusual. However, there were, Chris, you didn't pick any games right last month.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry about that. But Dustin, you picked three correctly. You picked NBA 2K23 at five, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 at seven, and Madden NFL 23 at nine. So, all right, let's begin and go over some of these things here. Dustin, talk to me about your performance last month. How do you feel?
Not too bad, considering I'm only 1 point behind you, which was, I think last time there was a 1 point difference. You called it a soft tie. And this time you're talking about winning. So I'm going to say a bit of a change in tone, but that's all right.
Yeah. Whatever benefits me.
Yeah. That's all right. I'll allow it. But yeah, I'm trying to think if there was any big discrepancies. I mean, the pull for Resident Evil was pretty good, just because I think that was kind of an obvious pick now that I think about it. Though, I had Village on mine at 19. So, but getting it right on the money, very good. But this was a tough month just for me in particular, talking about, we'll say the top three for me, which was MLB, WWE, Resident Evil 4, just because obviously these sports games do crazy numbers, but we also have Resident Evil 4, which is... it's Resident Evil 4. So obviously that's going to be big as well. Just kind of figuring out where those slot in. And I think the other interesting thing to consider as we go forward this year, for me at least, is figuring out where Hogwarts Legacy continues to slot in. Just in that we have a game that is going to be on the charts, I would say, maybe every month this year. And so just kind of figuring out where that slots in. And as particularly interesting, and maybe this isn't out of character for the series, but Call of Duty really kind of slipping down in the charts quite a bit. It's a much lower score at seven. So I don't know if that's indicative of anything about how people feel about the current state of the game, but this is new purchases, which is a different thing. So it's not, that wouldn't really make sense, but I don't know. Maybe if there's big content updates, people would eventually check out the game. But it's interesting to see that ride. And along with Last of Us Part 1, we've talked about, is kind of an interesting player in the space as well.
It's funny because I'm just looking at, so for people that are watching the video version, you can see I do this visual thing where like green marks are things that people got right and yellow marks are things that were missed completely. So this is the first page and it's like the top 10, and you can see we did pretty consistently there, pretty well. The no marks means that there are points garnered in some way, but then the second page is all yellow, meaning these are all misses. And it's interesting looking at your chart where you score 3-3-3-3 in the beginning.
Yeah.
Very strong performance, you know, 3-3-3-3-4, 2-4-2-4-3. I mean, that's a very strong top 10 performance for points. So it's, but then it all falls apart for all of us at the end.
Yeah.
With the exception of me getting Resident Evil Village randomly at number 14, we mostly missed out on all of the end. Like, and I want to go into all the games we thought we're going to chart and what we think happened there. But Chris, talk to me a little bit about your performance here. Very similar. You and I had a very similar thing here where we did pretty well in the beginning. You go 3-3-2-3-3, but then at number 6, you and I both picked Gran Turismo 7,
yeah,
which didn't chart at all. So what do you make of your picks? I assume you and I were maybe a little too bullish about that performance on, or what that bump would look like for PSVR, I think.
Yeah, maybe, which is another sign of just kind of like how that's the impact that that machine is kind of having on the overall ecosystem. But I think, yeah, I don't know. I think last month was a weird month to try. Well, also just for me generally, because I think around the time that we were making these picks, I had a lot, had a lot going on.
Sure.
But I think, I wish I had my list in front of me. Like where did I put it?
My for last month?
Yeah, last month.
Here, I can send you a link to sacredsalesaga.com, the official website of the Sacred Sales Saga.
Yeah, I think I feel like generally, I don't know. I thought it was going to chart higher. I kind of underestimated certain games. I definitely didn't think Village was going to come back in the way that it did. I didn't think Hogwarts Legacy would drop to the place that it did. Although like it's not really that big of a drop. I don't know. I think last month was just kind of a weird month to try and pick, and I guess I missed it, you know. It's a miss.
Yeah, for people that are curious, the month of March, and we can put this up on the screen, is Resident Evil 4, MLB The Show 23, Hogwarts Legacy, WWE 2K23, NBA 2K23, Grand Theft Auto 5, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Wolong Fallen Dynasty, Madden NFL 23, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, FIFA 23, The Last of Us Part 1, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege, Resident Evil Village, Resident Evil 3, Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, Cyberpunk 2077, and PGA Tour 2K23, bringing up the rear, and a few new items there. One thing I wanted to talk about that I thought was interesting, and again, here it's in my notes, this four yellow lines, is that there's a run of games. This is from, Monster Hunter Rise and Need for Speed Unbound are 19 and 20, by the way. So 19, 20, 18, 17. So 16, 15, 14, 13, 14, 15, and 16 are all games that I think slipped by the goalie for a lot of us, including Resident Evil 3. Which popped back on the charts, I thought was interesting, but no Resident Evil 2. I guess that makes sense in some regard because Resident Evil 3 is newer, so more people would have played Resident Evil 2 probably. Rainbow Six Siege at 13 just will not stop. We often talk about an injured Ubisoft, no doubt. They are injured, but that game continues to go. And then Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, which was the fresh port, I think, that was brought to PS5 recently.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, Colin, real quick about that. Just remember how I put Kakarot on the list when that port came out.
Yeah, and it didn't chart.
And now here it comes just to insult me directly in my face. Like, hey, here I am on the chart. I don't know if there was a sale or something, but it is weird to see it pop up now. But hey, anime games always find a way, I guess.
All right, let's go into I want to go into some of the games we missed because, like I said, all yellow here on the second page. And so there's much to say here. We already talked about Gran Turismo 7, which, it's so surprising. Chris and I were so equally bullish on it. We make our lists in silos. So it's funny that we both overpicked it at the same place.
Yeah.
So drastically, and it didn't even chart at all. But one game that I was very surprised didn't chart in March was Dead Space. Dustin, what did you think of this? We all had it picked at different places. I had it at 11. You had it at 12, and Chris had it at 15. We all miss. This is a surprise to me. I guess everyone's kind of played it and is in. It's also not going to be the cultural phenomenon that Resident Evil 4 remake is, was, and will be. So maybe there's that as well. But I was quite floored to see that not appear on the list at all.
Yeah, I wonder if it has something to do with the fact that people just, if you are choosing to buy a horror game in the month of March, you are, and you're not really familiar with either one, you're going to just go with Resident Evil. That's the one that has more word of mouth. And so since yeah. that option is now presented, people are just going one way, whereas before Dead Space was kind of the prime option. And now it's for a lot of people secondary. So, but to see it drop off completely, just like you said, yeah, you had it at 11 and I had it at 12 and Chris had it at 15. So we all put it pretty close, you know, mid range in the chart, but obviously very, very off with complete and total drop off.
And then Chris, you and I didn't put this on my list last month, although you and Dustin both did. You guys both had Gotham Knights on your list, which misses. You had it at 11 and Dustin had it at 17. Talk to me about that. That game is unpredictable because yeah. it seems to do better on NPD than it does on PlayStation Store. It's actually similar to Octopath Traveler 2, where Octopath Traveler 2, I think, charted on the NPD 10 and 12, and it's like virtually nowhere to be seen on the PSN, meaning it's selling all of its copies on Switch, which makes a lot of sense. What do you think about Gotham Knights falling off?
I mean, I feel like it's just a confusing game to me, because, and there are a number of these, I feel kind of similarly about Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, where it just sort of, it falls off and then it'll come back. And then it's just like, who's left to play this? But this is kind of like a different, it's in the same vein, but it's a little different, where it's, you know, it's Gotham Knights. It's a Batman game. You figure most people who are interested in it have probably jumped into it already. It doesn't have very good reception. So where does it go? Sometimes it's super high. Sometimes it squeaks in there and sometimes it's gone. It's weird. It's a weird game. It's a completely unpredictable thing. I don't know what forces decide where it goes, because I don't think there have been any particularly notable sales on it that I've noticed. So it's just this complete wild card. In every capacity, but like in quality and reception and in overall sales. It's weird.
And there's some other interesting ones here that we all picked too. Like Miles Morales falls back off. Miles Morales just kind of pops up.
That's
and then goes
one.
Away. I had it at 16. Chris had it at 13 and Dustin had it also at 16. I don't know how to really, what I'm learning doing the Sacred Sales Saga is it's difficult for me to kind of glean information on how to do the tail end of the list, because it seems to be so strange. Like, you, I guess you could do really deep research and try to figure it out that way, but and that's totally fine to do that, but like with sales and all of the things, maybe looking at the charts and trying to, like, you can sort games on PS4 and PS5 store by downloads and sales and all of that, and maybe, but it's unclear how dynamic that is and how often that's updated. That could even be updated manually for all we know, so it's really difficult to be able to glean that information. And I noticed the same thing with some other first party games. Like, in varying regards, we all have God of War Ragnarok on our list. That actually, Chris didn't, but you and I did, Dustin. That fell off completely. And Ghost of Tsushima, Chris had on his list at 20. That fell off. Horizon Forbidden West was also on Chris's list. That fell off. So, Dustin, talk to me a little bit about this. And by the way, tail end, Gran Turismo 7, you also had on your list, but at 14. So what do you make of all the first party games kind of disappearing?
Yeah, well, something we've been talking about over and over again on Sacred Symbols is just how, and particularly this last episode that came out yesterday for the audience, just that the PS5 is selling like crazy right now. And so I think it was a wise decision for us to put some of these first party titles, because as we've seen in previous lists, they've been pretty high. And then we just saw about the whatever 200%, some insane amount of percent up the PlayStation 5 is sold. I would expect those to still be in there, but to see them kind of fall off and get replaced by things like Dragon Ball Z Kakarot is a bit odd. But there are some things that I think make sense. For example, Cyberpunk kind of creeping back up in there. And I'd like, yeah, we'll talk about Cyberpunk again when we get into our own list. But I think that there might be something to that game also kind of creeping back up as well. But yeah, the later half, you're absolutely right, is much more unpredictable. And that's kind of, I think, part of the fun for me is seeing, it seems every month there's one or two random ass games that you cannot predict at all. Even if you look at the, you know, I've mentioned how I go to the PlayStation store and I view what's popular at the time that I write my list, which is not necessarily a good tool, but it's at least pointing you in the right direction. And sometimes these games don't even show up on there. So a lot of factors at play.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. Like, I'm looking at something like Forspoken, which I think you're the only person I had on your list this week or last month, but it was at 20. That game's probably going to pop back up at some point. Like when the DLC comes out, when they drop the price significantly, which I'm sure they will continue to do, I bet you that game pops back up. So, because I saw you make, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but you both made picks towards the end that are like,
That's a strategy for me, is the wild card pick, where it's particularly when I don't know what to put towards the end. And so I think, okay, what's on sale? What else has released around it? But Colin, I got to say about Forspoken, part of my reason of putting on that list was the sale, where it was it $40, $50? It was on a pretty deep discount.
Like that, yeah.
And that, so it didn't move the needle. maybe it needs to be 30 or 25 or something.
I knew that too. I think I said it on the last episode. It's like, you're gonna need to pay people for that game.
Yeah, I keep saying, Chris, that this year is shaping up in some way, especially because of all the mystery around where I might get to that game, because there's just not a lot lining up for me. Like, I could give a fuck about that Star Wars Jedi Survivor game, although we'll talk about it and how we think it's going to perform, which I think we all agree is going to do late. Great. I think Dead Island 2 looks pretty cool, but I don't know if I'm going to play that right away. There just seems to be nothing really coming for me in a major way. And so I look at a game like Forspoken and I'm like, I might get up into them guts.
Oh,
you know, Forspoken's guts.
Hey, Colin, this is a total side tangent.
I watched that chug along to its final conclusion. I was like waiting for it. I was like, all right, where's it going to go?
Yeah, no, it was going off the rails immediately. I woke up too soon. Yeah. You know? By the way, I forgot to say at the top of the show is that I got up even earlier than I would for this, because we were recording at 11:30 Eastern. So I probably would have rolled up at like 10:45 or 11. That's something like that. But my mom was in the neighborhood visiting a friend, so she wanted to come over at 10. So I had to get up at like 9:30, and that's very early for Colin.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about, what was I doing last night when I was, you know, 2 or 3 in the morning? Watching 50s PSA videos. That's my new rabbit hole, by the way, on YouTube.
Mm.
They're so interesting. How to study in school. And it's like some 1952 newsreel about how to do well in school. It's so weird.
See that PSA with Jonathan Banks? He plays Mike Ehrmantraut in Breaking Bad, and he's in this like 60s PSA about periods or something.
Oh, is he really? That's so interesting.
Yeah, it's very
bizarre. Like his first gig or whatever.
Yeah.
I love that stuff. There's just the time capsule stuff on YouTube is the best, but nonetheless, I digress. So last month, again, 37 for me. 36 for Dustin, Chris for 28, but let's go to the leaderboards and see how everyone's doing. Well, first of all, let's go to the monthly leaderboards and go to March. So who won in the crowd? Remember, you can play over at sacredsalesaga.com. We hope you come and join us. Dubosea 17 had a score of 46, which is the highest for the month, including 9 4-point selections. Not so bad. DX Omega at 45, and then a big drop off. Tied for third is a four-way tie for 41 points. FMA 15. Niliu Skofic. I don't know how to say that. Scottish Lad 87. Worst fanboy ever. And then a three-way tie with 40. LJ DVS, Mr. Hollywood, and Nielsen Juan. So well done, everyone. But again, far away from perfect scores here. And not too far distant from how we performed. I want to see here if we organize it, sacredcellsaga.com is so cool. If we organize it like this, yes, we can see how everyone performed in relation to each other. And you'll see Long Island Viper in rank 22, and you'll see Dustin in rank 28. Fuck you, Dustin.
Hey, let's look at the overall charts.
Yeah, let's look at those.
Let's look at that.
Yeah.
Why don't we?
Overall host leaderboard. Here it is. Dustin is in first place with 111 points. I am in second place with 107 points. So overall, by the way, that puts Dustin at 24 overall, me at 43. And then Chris is 103 in third place right now. Very easily turn that around. 58 is his rank right now. I will say I'm winning technically because I have more 4-point guesses.
No, you're not winning technically. don't start with this bullshit. What's the total score say, bitch? We don't need more smack talk in this show.
I know. I agree. Chris, we need more from you on the 4 points. You only have 3 4-points this year. You had 3 perfect guesses, although 22 3-points. So you're getting close.
Yeah.
You're getting close. But congratulations to you guys. We're well within range of each other. I mean, this can turn around.
Oh, yeah.
Like
one
that.
Bad month.
Yeah, one bad month really screws you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, a 111 to 103. That's the distance after 3 months between us. I think this is a very competitive game I've come up with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping everyone at home is enjoying it. All right, my friends, let's get into our charts for this month. This is always when we like to do this. We like to reveal what we've picked. This is for April. And then, of course, in May, we'll meet again to go over April's charts, make May's predictions. Those will be released in June and so on and so forth. So, Dustin, let's start with you. Present your list as we always do. We can put that on the screen for people that are watching the video. And then you can go into your logic.
Sure. Okay, here we go. Number one, MLB The Show 23. Number two, Star Wars Jedi Survivor. 3, Dead Island 2. 4, Minecraft Legends. 5, NBA 2K23. 6, Resident Evil 4. 7, Hogwarts Legacy. 8, Grand Theft Auto 5. 9, WWE 2K23. 10, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. 11, FIFA 23. 12, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. 13, Madden NFL 23. 14, Horizon Forbidden West. 15, The Last of Us Part 1. 16, Cyberpunk 2077. 17, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege. 18, PGA Tour 2K23. 19, Dead by Daylight. 20, Resident Evil Village.
Very nice.
So, yeah.
Now, I was most intrigued by your pick 19, which I want to get into in a little bit, because I feel like that's a wild card pick and a very interesting one. But talk to me about the top of the chart here. MLB The Show 23. I find this an interesting pick. A little bullish, in my opinion. However, not too bullish. And I think it'll clearly be somewhere in the top 3 or top 5. Talk to me about your order here in Star Wars Jedi Survivor and all of this. I want to know what your logic is in the order you put this in. Dead Island 2, pretty hot on that. Mm-hmm. Minecraft Legends, pretty hot on that. Yeah, talk to me.
Yeah. So MLB The Show, I put number one just in that it came out really late in the last month. In March. And it's been selling this entire month. It's going to be one of the biggest sellers on the system. And I think that for Jedi Survivor, while I think it will do crazy well, also, it's coming out at the very end of the month. So I could see it maybe being flipped the other way, but I don't know. Again, this is my tendency to not bet against sports, even though it is my gut instinct to do so. 3 with Dead Island 2. I think Dead Island 2, even though it's not reviewing all that well, I think it will be a big success just in seeing people talk about it. This game, even though it's been gone, or the series has been gone for so long, and I don't mean this in a rude way, Dead Island has normie status. As in, people remember playing it 10 years ago on Xbox Live when they were in high school or whatever, wherever they were when it came out. And they're so excited for this second game. Another resource I use, which again is not a pure indicator, but at least it's information that I find useful, is it is one of the highest pre-ordered games on PlayStation 5 on Amazon. Right now.
Look at you pulling statistics. You're a little analyst over there. People are going to start paying you to consult.
I need whatever info I can get, to try to succeed.
You're so hungry for it. I appreciate that.
Minecraft Legends. I mean, this is a Minecraft game, so I think that it will do well. In fact, I almost feel like now that I'm talking out loud, Minecraft Legends could be even higher, just in that this is a game where I think people, when they see the PSN, when their kids on it and they see something with Minecraft, it's an easy seller just from the name alone. And then I'm trying to think anything else interesting in my list. Just Fallen Order, I think, will rise back up. Definitely. Just in the fact that it's the sequel's coming out. People are buying that game this week or in the last 2 weeks, getting ready for the new one. And then the last thing I want to mention is keeping Cyberpunk in the mix. And that's just because Cyberpunk has been getting a lot of attention because of its new ray tracing features on PC. There's been a ton of videos from IGN, Digital Foundry, a bunch of people just highlighting this game and how it looks on PC. And obviously those features aren't on PlayStation 5, but I just think that with another mainstream games media blitz about it right now, that will keep it in the charts as we saw it in the previous weeks. And then Dead by Daylight. Sorry,
yeah,
that's the last one.
Talking about Dead by Daylight, yeah.
Dead by Daylight was one that I kept seeing in the popular PlayStation charts. And the reason why it's my wild card pick is that game Meet Your Maker just came out, which is by the same team. So we see that happen.
Yeah.
And then we also see it come up in the popular charts on PlayStation. Mm. So I'm not 100% confident. In fact, I would say it's maybe not even 50-50. But again, this is just me trying to figure out what some of these wild card games are that we can't figure out what they're going to be. So this one at least has a little bit of evidence pointing to it being a possibility.
I will say this, which is interesting, and just statistically, is that we only selected 24 games between us, which is the fewest amount of games we've chosen cumulatively. Mm. In other words, when we would choose in the future, it might have been 27 or 30 different games. So our minds are kind of coalescing around similar ideas, and it's down at the bottom of these charts that I find some of the most interesting polls. You keep PGA Tour 2K23. This is a thing. Actually, I wanted to ask you this too, Chris, because I was unclear and I didn't want to text you and wake you up or whatever, and I forgot to ask you. You put PGA Tour on your chart at number 20, and we'll talk about your chart. Do you mean PGA Tour 2K23 or EA Sports PGA Tour?
I mean,
because EA Sports PGA Tour just came out. PGA Tour 2K23 is the one that has been out for a little while.
Oh, I meant the one that was out for a little while. I didn't even know.
Okay,
was
so PGA Tour 2K23.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to make a correction here. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's all good. Now, that might be true. I have the EA Sports game. I was just doing some research, seeing what games came out, and I'm like, that's kind of my wild card. But we'll get into that. I'm going to fix this math here. But Chris.
Yeah.
Let's get into your list. Present your list to the audience. We'll put it on the screen for everyone watching if you're watching the video version, and then we can get into some of your logic here.
Sure. So 1 to 20, it's Star Wars Jedi Survivor, MLB The Show 23, Resident Evil 4, Hogwarts Legacy, WWE 2K23, NBA 2K23, GTA 5, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, Madden NFL 23, Dead Island 2, FIFA 23, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Monster Hunter Rise, The Last of Us Part 1, Wolong Fallen Dynasty, Minecraft Legends, Resident Evil Village, Horizon Forbidden West, Disney Speedstorm, and PGA Tour 23.
Very nice.
Disney Speedstorm.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting one, too. That's an interesting point I want to discuss. I like this. All right, so I'll spoil my list a little bit and say you and I are simpatico on this. I think Star Wars Jedi Survivor needs only a couple of days to top the charts based on what seems to be the immense popularity of Fallen Order, which we all agree will be. In fact, Dustin, it's funny. You were the least bullish on how Fallen Order would do between the three of us, which is, of course, the previous 2019 iteration, although it came to PS5 later. PS5 wasn't even out in 2019. But Chris, talk to me about your logic here. You have Star Wars Jedi Survivor, MLB The Show 23, and Resident Evil 4 Remake, and then Hogwarts Legacy, WWE 2K23, like you said. So a pretty strong top five. Mm-hmm. You and I have the same top five, just jumbled in a different way. So talk to me about some of your logic here.
Yeah, well, so I looked at a lot of previous Aprils. I looked at previous Aprils, like trying to see like how far certain games fall. Specifically, I wanted to place Call of Duty and the sports games and kind of track their general trajectory. And I think I'm pretty confident in the fact that I've nailed a lot of these sports placements. But for the top five, I feel like Resident Evil 4 has this contagiousness, no pun intended, but like this virality to it and this cultural kind of force to it that I think it's going to stick around a little bit. I think Hogwarts Legacy is inexplicably still hanging in there. I do feel I did predict a drop off, but at the same time, with all of this news happening with Harry Potter in general I do feel like it's going to stick around there. It's also just unprecedentedly successful. So I think it's going to, hang in there. I think Star Wars Jedi Survivor is obviously going to be at the top. I think obviously the first few days, if not the first day or two, are like the biggest days for games. And it's got clearly enough. I think it's got enough runway to get to the top of it. Dead Island 2 and Minecraft Legends in their places. I know Minecraft is a big name, but at the same time, I'm not necessarily confident that what Minecraft Legends is particularly accessible in the way that Minecraft is. It feels like, because Minecraft Dungeons, I don't remember being a particularly breakout hit either.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
And so that to me is kind of like, I'm sure it sold well, but, and I think it will be on the charts. I just don't know how bullish I want to be with that. So I placed it kind of like towards the end. Dead Island 2, I feel kind of similarly with, where I do think Dustin's right that it has that normie energy about it. And a lot of people are probably going to check it out and jump into it, but I don't know if it's got like, I don't know if it's got top five or you know, top of the chart energy. I think it's going to do well, and I think it's going to show up, but I'm not sure about it. Call of Duty generally kind of tracks a little bit downward around this time of year. Monster Hunter Rise, I believe, has a big expansion or something coming out.
Yeah.
Or some big additive.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's going to push people towards it, especially because we missed Minecraft, or not Minecraft, we missed Monster Hunter Rise the month that we thought it was going to chart, and then it appeared the following month. So I was like, okay, it seems like there's like some bubbling under the surface for this, and I think that DLC is going to do well. Horizon Forbidden West, I think, obviously is going to show up, I think, because of the new expansion as well. Resident Evil Village, I think, has a similar kind of Fallen Order energy about it, where people are seeing Resident Evil 4 and wondering like where they can jump in. And Village has a lot of good word of mouth. And Disney Speedstorm is just a weird one. I'm not sure how to track that. It doesn't look very good, but obviously Gotham Knights charts for a very, very long time. So clearly quality doesn't matter. And it's Disney. So I feel like maybe it might just be this kind of like safe pick for maybe family, or like maybe parents buying it. I'm not really sure. I feel like there's something about, never underestimate a Disney game, because every time I see something Disney related, it always ends up in the charts somewhere. Like, especially if it's got Disney in the name, you know, it doesn't chart for long, but it usually charts in some way.
Yeah. So I like the pick. I think it's a good pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. You and I have a lot of similar games. I'll get into my list shortly, but yeah, I think your list is pretty strong. And yeah. Here, I'll give mine now and go into some of the logic here as we begin to wrap up. And we'll put it on the screen, of course, for you guys watching the video. But here we go. Number one, Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Number two, Hogwarts Legacy. Number three, MLB The Show 23. Number four, Resident Evil 4 Remake. Number five, WWE 2K23. Number six, Dead Island 2. Number seven, The Last of Us Part 1. Number eight, Grand Theft Auto 5. Number nine, NBA 2K23. Number 10, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Number 11, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Number 12, Minecraft Legends. Number 13, Horizon Forbidden West. Number 14, Madden NFL 23. Number 15, Cyberpunk 2077. Number 16, FIFA 23. Number 17, EA Sports PGA Tour. Number 18, Rainbow Six Siege. Number 19, Wolong Fallen Dynasty. And then 20, bringing up the rear, would be Monster Hunter Rise. All right, so EA Sports PGA Tour is a game I want to talk about. This came out in early April, April 7th. This is low-key a very, I want to say a very big game. It's a game with mega potential, because this is, do you guys know what this is? This is Tiger Woods. This is the Tiger Woods series. So people might remember all that shit happened with Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, the series was huge forever with EA, right? Golfing sim, dominant golfing sim. And then all the stuff happened with Tiger. They pull Tiger off. Remember, they put Rory McIlroy, I think, on the game and they call it Rory McIlroy PGA Tour or something for a year or two. And then it just goes away and disappears. At that point, Take-Two and 2K, as you might recall, buys a Canadian developer that specializes in golf games. We reported about it on the show. They're the ones that make PGA 2K, which is, I think, a pretty nascent thing, like in its second or third year. So EA Sports PGA Tour is the return of the once vaunted Tiger Woods franchise under a different name, and it's reviewing very well. I was reading Push Square's, our friend at Push Square, their conclusion on their review says EA Sports PGA Tour proves what the publisher is capable of at its pomp. This is a jaw-droppingly beautiful sports game with a sublime selection of licensed courses and a surprising amount of depth. And then they go on, this is an impressively strong effort overall and a sign of good things to come ahead of the company's other anticipated comeback, EA Sports College Football, which is also going to be, and I hate to tell everyone, mega huge. That's going to be another sports game added into the never-ending list of sports games that will not go away. Because that's so huge. And now that there's so much money involved in college sports more than ever, it's going to be very, 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 very interesting. So in, from my opinion, I have EA Sports PGA Tour at 17, and I think that's probably low. And I think that that might even be substantially low. So I'll be interested to see how that does. I'll be interested to see how PGA 2K, if it's carved out its own niche and is able to kind of stymie or stave this stuff off. But it is important to make that connection that this is Electronic Arts' return to golf, in which if you were to look at kind of the way things stood, let's say during the PS3 and into the PS4 era, and certainly before that, the big games that EA Sports did was Madden, FIFA, and golf. So I think that this is going to be the third leg to the stool. It's not NHL or anything like that. So other things, just to kind of reiterate what Chris was saying, I think Star Wars Jedi Survivor has the easy ability to sell number one in 2 or 3 days, 30 days, half September, April, June. Yeah. So 3 days it'll have to sell. And I think it'll be number one, mostly because I think that there's nothing else that would really compete with it from that new game buzz this month, except for maybe something like Dead Island 2, but I just doubt it. Yeah. And then Hogwarts Legacy, obviously, there's like an insatiable appetite for this. And we talked about this on the regular show, Sacred Symbols, which people have already heard. But with HBO deeply involved now in a bunch of things with J.K. Rowling and her pen name and the Harry Potter series coming out, the latent energy for Hogwarts Legacy and the latent energy for the Harry Potter franchise is bigger, I think, than maybe it's ever been at this point. And Sony was very, very canny to get involved with that game on a marketing point of view. Someone was posting pictures of Hogwarts Legacy ads in like the subway in London, and it's just PlayStation ads. And so a lot of people just don't know, you know, and so they're going to go. So it's a huge game to be associated with. MLB The Show 23, I think that speaks for itself. Dustin, you had it at number one. I think that's a little too bullish, but you could be right because it does have the full month. The baseball season, it has begun in this month that we're predicting. So the energy is there. I think that top three, no doubt, that game will end up. And it's so funny and so interesting how the game's appearance on Game Pass and on Switch now seems to have had no effect on the game's sales. I mean, it's just selling more and more copies elsewhere, obviously. But you would expect, I remember when you weren't on the show yet, Dustin, but when Chris and I were talking about MLB The Show going to Game Pass, we thought it would be much more injurious than it ended up being. I think Sony just has a loyal fan base that just doesn't care. And then I have Resident Evil 4 Remake, like I said, at number four. That game, I think, is just part of the zeitgeist. I think that game is going to bubble for a long time. I think well-deserved. And then some sports games in here as well, but some other selections that I wanted to note include Dead Island 2 at six. I think, Chris is softest on it and Dustin's hottest on it. I'm somewhere in the middle here. I think that Island 2 has some potential, especially because I don't think it's reviewing nearly as badly as people thought. I think it's in the 70s, right, or something like that, which is good. I mean, that's fine. And I think it looks pretty fun. I think it looks pretty interesting. I'm a little tired of the zombie stuff. I used to live in the area where the game takes place, so that's going to be interesting. Maybe my building will be there and go check it out. So I think that Island 2 will perform pretty well. One game I wanted to give a shout out to that you guys were both softer on, you had it at 14 and 15. Chris 14 and Dustin 15 is The Last of Us Part 1. I have it 7. I think the trajectory for the series in this game continues to go up. One of the things that I was really surprised about in the NPD when we were reporting about it on Sacred Symbols was The Last of Us went up the chart again. So it popped back up on the chart when the series on HBO began, then it went up the chart again, then it went up the chart again, then it went up again. So as PS5s get in the wild, as people, you know, binge the show, because a lot of people don't like watching things live. I only watched it live because we were doing it for the show. I would have not watched it the way we watched it either. I think that will continue to trickle out and have really great effects as people are able to buy PS5s in stores and just walk out with the game or go and download it, obviously, which would be important for us. And then some other stuff I wanted to note here. I have Minecraft Legends at 12. I'm with you, Chris. Minecraft Dungeons was like, I'm sure it did very well, relatively speaking, but it didn't seem like it lit the world on fire. I don't know why this game would be any different. it seems like people just want Minecraft to be Minecraft most of all. So I think it'll chart somewhere on there. And then the other thing to note is just Horizon Forbidden West. I do think that it will peak back up. I think we all agree. We all have it on our list, but I think I have it highest at 13. I do. And I just think with the Burning Shores DLC, that will probably bring some people in. I also think maybe Lance Reddick's death might interest some people. And the, although regrettable, heavy spoilers about that are coming out about the DLC that are maybe intriguing people to go play the game since they know it's going to continue. Although that was obvious from the beginning, the end of rather of the second game to begin with. But yeah, I wanted to give that game a shout out as well. And then yeah. Cyberpunk 2077, I have it on the list too, along with you, Dustin. Chris doesn't have it, as we noted. So we'll see how this all goes. But like I said, only 24 selections, because usually we have many more selections than we do right now. And a lot of ties as well in our overall charts. But people can go play along at SacredSailSaga.com. We hope you guys enjoy the game, and we'll continue to chronicle and chart things and see how we do. Dustin, do you have any closing comments?
Closing comments? No, not really. I got to figure out what I'm playing this weekend. Is it time, Colin? That seems like my job is on the line for Final Fantasy IV.
I just think that if you just played it for an hour, you'll quickly understand why it's great and want to play it, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to finish Metal Gear Solid 2 today. So I got to decide if I just want to go right into 3 and continue this or switch it up a little bit. I don't know. We'll see what I'm feeling at that exact moment. So
that sounds that sounds great. You should do that. Play it by ear. Chris, closing comments, my friend.
I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good about my list this month. Last month, I felt a little my attention was a little divided, and I feel like that kind of hurt my list. But I think this month I'm a little bit more focused, and I feel good about it. But also, I did want to say that I started Final Fantasy VI.
Woo! Oh, awesome.
I'm not too far in. I think I'm about maybe 40 minutes in at this point. I played it like last night when I was going to bed, and then I realized that I had to be up early for this. So I took a melatonin and passed out.
So you're a Narsh or whatever.
Yeah. I'm a Narsh, and I'm probably going to jump into, honestly, I'm probably going to go back to bed and try and lull myself to sleep with it, because I don't know what, is it me or like playing portable games in bed? It's like a weirdly like soothing experience. Like I feel like I can relaxing. Get to bed like a lot easier when I'm playing a game like on a Switch or like on a Vita or something. Way easier than if I'm just like trying to brute force my way to like staring at the darkness and trying to go to sleep. So yeah. I don't know.
It contains your thoughts, so you make sure don't have any when you're laying in bed. That's the thing for me, is that
that's a good point.
There's too many thoughts going on. We got to silence that with something. Permanently? No.
Yeah, maybe.
Something
we'll
to think
lobotomize
about.
You.
Yeah.
Go on that pleasant note. Well, my friends, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today, and thank you all out there for your love, kindness, and support of all things Sacred Symbols, Sacred Symbols Plus, Sacred Sail Saga, all things The Last Stand. We appreciate you. We'll see you next time for more. Until then, goodbye.
See ya.
Take care, guys.
Sacred Symbols, a PlayStation podcast, is a product and trademark of Last Stand Media and Collins Last Stand, LLC, and is proudly recorded in the USA. The show is conceived by, is written by, and is directed by me, Colin Moriarty. My co-hosts are Chris Raygun Maldonado and Dustin Furman. The show is produced by executive producer Dustin Furman. It's edited by associate producer Ben Smith. All of Last Stand's theme music is by my best friend, Ramon Narvaez. As you know, all of Last Stand's shows, including Sacred Symbols, are fan-funded on Patreon at patreon.com/laststandmedia. The following names are at the producer level on Patreon, our highest tier, and we're grateful for your thoughtful and kind contributions to our independent endeavor. Thank you. William Holbert, Stephen Nieder, Ross Marenka, Miguel A. Brewer, Morgan Ashley, Azan, Michael Vecchio, SL the FMA, Daniel D'Amore, Brad Cooley, Jeremy Key, Patrick Leslie, Malachi Wall, Dave Cowell, Donald John Vader, Stephen Innerfield, Alex, Hugo Della Ghia, Austin Michael Lipka, Tim Smith, Doc Lowe, Harold Eustache, Will Williams, Dino's Roar, Nicholas Renault, Shane Breck, Jack Sin, Sean Llewellyn, Michael Mash Potato, Sweaty Magic, Nate Izod, Hargeet Chani, Ellis, Albion, Logan Turner, Josh Schullinger, Gunner 117, Andrew Roman, Jacob Donovan, Eduardo Perez, Alex the Mute, my Name Is Mayo, Logan Byford, Eddie Medina, Jason R. Zahn, Sean Hatfield, Christopher Knock, Sean Gulati, Grayson Maxwell, Cody Woodall, Jonas Young, Sorta Serious Gaming, Colin Farley, Mark Arnold, Whiskey Sin, Zia Parrick, Sean Miles, Relentless Rex, Alan Tiniak, Dustin Klingman, Christian R., Jad Rita, Patrick Skipper, Brian Hernandez Espinoza, Dustin Graff, Zach Cohen, Peyton Stone, John Keegan, Michael Buffle, Dan Root, Asek Paredes, Dante Sharp, Talisman, Christopher Morgan, Randall Halsey, Dio or Die, Nuke Dukem, JimBob56, T-Bone007, Josh Godfrey, Kalike Souza, Vornak, Betty Ann Moriarty, Travis, Ross Chandler, H-Trons, Antonio C., Ryan, Jay Getter, Bjorn Campbell, Theo, Jeff Mercado, Gregory Savinsky, Jordan Gale, Of Fortuna, John Zile, Boots, Tyler Brown, Megadeth, Poot, Gavin Newland, Alex Lapierre, Saul Balcazar, Birdo64, Raul Melendez, Eric Harden, Matt Flowers, Kinnums, Joseph Baker, Kendrick Callis, Jimmy Rodriguez, Caswell, TB Lightning, Dave Alvarez, Will Hernandez, Chris Galvin, Mason Cadillac, Ollie Fritz, Zach Allum, Kyle Hagel, Colin Love, Daryl E. Naiman, Ryan R. Kittredge, Toby Ryland, Stewie108, Patrick Montgomery, DB Cooper, Richter86, Steve Hodge, Noah J. Stevens, Barrett Boswell, Christopher DeVio, Chris Morton, Johnny Waffles, Roto24, Jonathan Coates, Sean Mason, Josh Gravelick, Jordan Tapp, Brian Chan, Organic Produce, Carlos Algarit, Mike Menzel, Night Draft, James Hayes, Richard Hebert III, Miranda Grubba, Joosh, Martin Beck, Gavin, Jerome Ferreira, Joey Andrzejczyk, Nathan R., Joe McPartlin, Gary Cavallo, Christopher Moore, Jacob Bell, Dennis Usel, Lewin Ray Loper, Jonathan Cortez, John Schultz, Tom Quinn, Ant K., Alan Trembley, Tyler Bello, Ryan T. Mandel, Pork and Beans, Tony Zuniga, Robbie Hensley, Shane Miller, Alex Cabrera, Corey Dustin, Hugo's Desk, Peter Reynolds, Anthony Vasquez, Adam Kinniston, William O'Carroll, JSC0828, Jorge Powell, Max Cannon, Tomas Sablin, Phil Crone, Throw7, Adam Nix, Josh McKinney, Michael Gates, Alex Gates, Ryan Robertson, Sean Chandler, Lockmore, Gio Corsi, Joey Gonhaliger, Alex Monez, Gerald Pennington, Justin Payne, Justin Wagaman, Austin Riley, Paul Joyce, Alan Hopkins, Chad Lewis, Enrique Perez, Joshua Smallwood, Logan Willis, Shane Rayum, Spencer Brand, Don Lee, John Cordero, Greg Julifs, Ashley Carlson, Marius Carson Peterson, Ryan Greenwood, Tyler Harris, Patrick Harper, Madmock Media, Bull Burkholz, and Jonathan Rice.